supporters of presidential hopeful Sidibe Aminata Jallow chant Ami, a nickname for the candidates. Political fervor is intense at the rally, but out on the streets, the mood is more reserved. Security guard Doji Adan Zuhan says he is not interested in politics.
Ouais, parce que si tu vois, moi je suis un philosophe à moi-même quoi.
Adan Zuhan says he pays attention to politics, but does not participate. In his neighborhood, he says, there are people from all different parties, so he prefers not to take sides. Umu Tore, a leader of a women's organization, is trying to get more women to vote. She says it is not easy.
Malheureusement, très généralement, les femmes, elles votent sans comprendre l'avantage du vote.
Torre says in the past, women have not understood the importance of their vote and voted how they were told or did not vote at all. She hopes women realize that they are citizens too. According to the Ministry of the Interior, political apathy is more prevalent in Bamako than in the countryside, where about 75% of eligible voters applied for and collected their voting cards. In Bamako, about 35% signed up and got their cards. An advisor to the government, Wilfred Wesch of Germany, attributes Bamako's political malaise to the fact it is a young democracy and many people are not all that interested in politics.
In all the elections which we had in the past, we had a very, very low participation, first of all, because the people were not interested. And the political parties and the government, they didn't do anything to promote democracy, they didn't do anything to educate their people.
In the past, voter turnout for political and local elections has typically been around 20%. Wesch says the current administration has made efforts to encourage political participation, and he is optimistic the turnout for this election will be larger.
I hope and I expect a participation of above 50%, which is really nearly European and United States standards.
Of the seven opposition candidates, the head of the National Assembly, Ibrahim Boubacar Keta, is considered President Amadou Toumani Touré's most serious rival. Though Mr. Touré is expected to win a second five-year term, if no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, a second round is scheduled for May 13th. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Bamako.